President Gary Gibbs. Boy, we were going to get Maggie on. Maggie said, you know what? I'm delegating this year, so I'm going to let Gary go ahead and do this. Gary, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you guys for being part of this event here this evening. It's been going on. We're celebrating our 15th year, and it started, it's amazing. It started just like I was telling you gentlemen back at the American Legion, and we outgrew that in the first year. We had about 150 plus at that event, and today we expect well over 600. We have 900 or nine vendors, pizza vendors here today. We've got Angelina's, we've got Zambino's, we got Marco's, we've got the Foundry, which is a new restaurant that just opened up downtown. They're out here today. So we've got quite a bit, and hopefully everybody comes out to experience and taste test kind of a different pizza that they normally wouldn't get or delivered to their house.
Well, that's cool, too, because it's not just an event to come here and have a couple of pizzas. It's really a nice place to come in here and mingle and get a chance to meet all the fine folks here at Nick Abraham Ford and meet all the folks coming on down here from the Rotary Club as well.
It is. It is. And the Rotary Club does quite a bit with our funds. It is a fundraiser, mm-hmm. And we do things just like the Santa House in downtown Elyria, as well as the community gardens and other fundraisers or other benefits that we do for town and for the citizens of Elyria. So it is fun, and hopefully everybody comes out and enjoys this afternoon. Also want to thank Nick Abraham for his donation today. We really appreciate that. It takes quite a bit for all the people to move out all the cars. They're outside now, and of course that's a bigger issue right now is, of course, always trying to find parking now on the outside. But hopefully everybody comes down and hopefully experiences Nick's brand new showroom here at Elyria Ford. Also,
we alluded to the fact that it's easy to come in, it's easy to communicate with everyone who's here. You get the cafeteria style seating, but 16th year that the Elyria Sunrise Rotary has held this event. In your time, Gary, how has this event evolved, and what are some of the things you look forward to on a year-to-year basis?
Well, it's evolved that it kind of sells itself.
Yeah.
So you put up a few signs, you let people know when the times are and the location, and people kind of file in. Mm-hmm. We also want to be thankful for the Elyria schools. They donate all the tables and chairs, which also helps us with our bottom line in regards to things. But it's just has continued to grow, and you see actually now other generations taking part here from when the little kids growing up to now they've got their kids coming here. So really enjoy that.
Gary Gibbs with the Elyria Sunrise Rotary here joining us on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, well, this is more than just a social event, too. You guys have music playing. You guys have soft drinks to our right, some adult beverages to our left. You mentioned different generations rolling through here as well. There really is kind of something for everybody here.
That is correct. And nowadays you have to be flexible and have something for everybody's needs. So we do have that from soft drinks to adult beverages, as well as every vendor here probably has at least 6 to 12 different types of pizzas. And there's pizzas that you normally wouldn't get at home. They might have your peanut butter jelly on it. Angelina's down there. Always, they're known for their seafood with crab and walleye and other things on the pizzas. So, once again, look forward to everybody joining us. We're here for 3 hours, and actually we'll stay open even a little bit later beyond 8 o'clock if we have to.
We want to pose the same question to you that we posed to Chuck Sturgill of Nick Abraham Ford just a few moments ago when we had him on. What would you say is the most unique pizza that you've ever seen in all your years of doing this?
Most unique pizza. I myself, I kind of enjoy the seafood. I'm a big seafood lover. Of course, I also, all the food I see, I usually tend to eat. So that's why I like seafood.
But I like that.
I do enjoy the seafood that Angelina's bring, but there's also been some fruit pizzas we've had here in the past.
Fruit
pizza? Yeah, fruit pizzas with east of Chicago, and many different types of, you name it, we have it here. So, and I'm going to tell you, if we don't have it here, one of these vendors here today will make it and bring it here.
All right.
So, and the pizzas are hot. They're delivered here approximately probably about every 20 minutes.
Wow.
Vendors have their employees coming here and running a constant shuttle here to the Pizza Challenge.
Gary, I tell you, it's got from your perspective, it's got to be very rewarding, too, to see just how much this has grown. You mentioned you're a past president, but you were also here, you know, when they did this thing at the American Legion many, many years ago. It's got to be really cool from your perspective to see just how this thing has blossomed.
Really has. I was making a comment to the gentleman from the Foundry that this year. Maybe we'll give a different award out this year for the best dressed or the ones that have the most props, because they actually have decorated their tables and brought a number of their props down from the Foundry restaurant. But we give out a number of awards. We give out best taste, best crust, most original.
Okay.
So you name it, there's an award here for a vendor that wants to participate in the future.
Well, it's a pizza challenge, yeah. Right?
That is correct. Right,
so there's got to be some sort of competition here. So who are the judges? Who's determining the best crust, best sauce, all that good stuff?
Well, we usually have some individuals from the area, and they're the youth from high schoolers to college-age students that will taste test, and actually they'll do a blind taste test here about 6 o'clock tonight.
All right.
Wow, a blind taste test. Okay, see.
That's not a bad job to have.
That's something you and I can get behind.
Yeah, no kidding. But
maybe next year you and I can be judges, honorary judges for one of those.
And that's
deals.
Why I look the size I look at.
Yeah, no kidding.
On radio, you.
Well, I'm better too, yeah.
See, on radio, it doesn't matter. But you, you look however we make you sound on radio.
I'm right there with you, Gary.
Your shirt used to fit 15 years ago.
Oh, it fits perfectly, let me tell you. See, again, you look as good as we make you sound on radio, so we can make you sound like $1 million, there's no question. Gary, we appreciate you spending some time with us and giving us the 411 on this great event. This is a lot of fun. I think folks who are filing through here, you'll have a wonderful time if you come out here between 5 and 8 tonight. Thank you again for your time.
Well, thank you, Andy and Matt, and appreciate WL and their patronage and being down here today.
No problem. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. All right. Again, that's Gary Gibbs joining us here from the Elyria Sunrise Rotary. Come on down here to the showroom at Nick Abraham Ford. We're having a blast. We are on until 6 o'clock tonight. Come on down here between 5 and